in a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water long. Let me sing about and glory.
Lift your hands high, everyone.
In a dry, thirsty land. Oh,
where there is no water, Lord.
Let me see
your power and glory.
Oh, Lord,
I see the sanctuary.
Sing it one more time.
In a dry and thirsty land,
oh Lord,
where there is no water, Lord.
Let me see
your power and glory.
Oh Lord,
I sing your sanctuary.
In a dry and thirsty land, where there is no water, Lord, let me see your power and glory as in the sanctuary. In a dry and thirsty land,
where there is no water, Lord,
let me see your power and glory.
Sing the song.
Lift your hands high.
Bells on the key. onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị mgbe ụzọ na-adị gị, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị mgbe ụzọ na-adị gị, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị mgbe ụzọ na-adị gị, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị mgbe ụzọ na-adị gị, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị mgbe ụzọ na-adị gị, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị. Ọ dịghị onye enyeaka, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị. Ọ dịghị onye enyeaka, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị. Ọ dịghị onye enyeaka, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị. Ọ dịghị onye enyeaka, onye nwanyị m ga-agbakwuru gị. Where is no one to help, oh my Savior, I will turn to you. Where there is none to help, oh dear Savior, I will turn to you. Where there is none to help, oh dear Savior, I will turn to you. Where there is none to help, oh my Savior, I will turn to you. And my help cometh from the throne room of the Lord. My help cometh from the ruler of the heavens and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord. My help cometh from the throne room. My help cometh from the ruler of the heaven and the earth. I have lifted up my eyes unto the Lord.
Thank you.
to the Lord. Every hand's high now. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. His help is here. Maintain that quietness if you can. Whisper in the name of Jesus. Receive his help. Receive his help. Receive his help now. Thank you, Father. Help is coming your way. Jesus. That's right. Take your seat. That song came to me. The melody in that language, and then in the Igbo language, and then the wordings in English last week, and I had to get it translated. Ooh, 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 ooh. Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. He shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord, and he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Very quickly, the subject is dimensions of the Spirit, part 2. Our objective is understanding the various dimensions and operations of the Holy Spirit. We said that the Holy Spirit is the personality of divinity that executes divine agenda. He's that personality, the thought part, person of divinity that executes divine decisions. He is multifunctional. We have various illustrations to use. If you look at the sun in the sky, that sun is responsible for life on the earth. That sun supplies health. We hear that when an eagle is sick, he sits upon the rock and receives the rays of light, and that brings it health. The same sunlight supplies energy to the reptiles at the beginning of the day. The lizards get energy to move from the sun. The same sunlight provides food for plants in the process called photosynthesis, where carbon dioxide is manufactured and turned into carbohydrate from the sunlight. The same sun supplies bone strength and energy for humans by working on vitamin D production for man. The same sunlight facilitates health and strength. That is how multidimensional the sun is. It's like the Holy Ghost. Look at the hand of a man. One hand. This hand is an asset for the military officer, the infantryman. He uses it to fire AK-47 and fire GPMGs, the mortars. This one hand. This hand is the asset of the tailor for measurement and for cutting and for sewing. This one hand. For another person, the medical doctor, this hand is a great asset. He does examinations, he does patients and all that. The surgeon's asset is the hand. When a surgeon lost his hand, God forbid, that career is over. That hand is the asset of the lawyer. Writes presentations and the judge finalizes his judgment with this one hand. This hand is the asset of the newlywedded couple. They use it to sign the marriage register. This one hand. The hand can therefore be used for whatever it is needed to be used for per time. It's a tool for love. It's a weapon of hate. This one hand. As multidimensional as this is, even much more multidimensional is the Holy Spirit. The farmer's asset is the hand. So what are the dimensions of the one Spirit of God? One Spirit, multiple dimensions.
What identities do we see with the Holy Spirit that shows us his function? Number one is the spirit of lordship, or what is called the spirit of the Lord. We saw Luke 11:2 in this first service. Now, sorry, Isaiah 11:1-2. Now, Luke 4:18. The Bible said, the spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted. That's talking of authority. To preach deliverance to the captives and the recovering of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bound. The spirit of lordship is the spirit of dominion and authority, as we saw earlier. But in addition, it is the spirit of rulership and control. The spirit of control and rulership. This is not witchcraft control now. This is authentic God-ordained control and rulership. It is the spirit that terminates captivity and releases destiny. It was in this Luke 4 that the spirit of Jesus returned in the power of the Holy Ghost in verse 14. And then he's telling us now how the spirit of the Lord God came upon him. The spirit of the Lord came upon him in the baptism in Luke 3:21-23. And then he stepped into the realm of control, the realm of authority. Where the spirit of the Lord is not functioning in the life of a person in this dimension, captivity continues. People exist as destitutes. That's the spirit of the Lord. That's number one. Number two is the spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Exodus 31:1 all the way to verse 3. He said, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, see, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I have filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom. Wisdom. Daniel 5:11. There is a man in thy kingdom in whom is the spirit of the holy God. And in the days of your father, light and understanding and wisdom, like the wisdom of the gods, was found in him. The spirit of wisdom. The Holy Spirit is the spirit of wisdom. When he functions as the spirit of wisdom, what does he do? I will just go straight because of time and straight to what I will say in this service. First, it is impartation of access to strategic success secrets. Impartation of access to strategic success secrets. You know a man or a woman of wisdom by the secrets they have access to. Impartation of access to strategic success secrets. It makes you to know what others don't know, to see what others don't see. Second, it is impartation of access to supernatural sensibility. You are just supernaturally sensible. Supernatural sensibility. High frequency mentality. This is beyond your age. It's beyond everything. People look at you. They are wondering how you are so sensible. We read just now. He shall make him of quick understanding. That is the spirit of wisdom. Is a dimension of the Holy Spirit. We have the spirit of the Lord, the spirit of lordship. We have now the spirit of wisdom. Number three is the spirit of understanding. The spirit of understanding. We already saw that in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, the spirit of understanding was mentioned as the third in the line. And then in Exodus chapter 35 verse 30 to 31, Exodus 35 30 to 31, and Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord has called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur. He said, and he has filled him with the spirit of God in wisdom, in understanding, and in knowledge, in all manner of workmanship. What is the spirit of understanding? What does the Holy Ghost do there? It is the impartation of access to supernatural insight and intelligence. Supernatural insight and intelligence. The level of intelligence and insight that gives you, that places you in a realm above even your teachers. Psalm 119:99. He said, I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. Understanding. Earlier on, we saw that it refers to comprehension, cognizance. You can't be a victim of confusion. Supernatural intelligence. No wonder people from the body of Christ are responsible for 99% of the inventions in this world by the spirit of understanding, supernatural intelligence. Booker T. Washington, working along with Washington D. Carver in Tuskegee University in Alabama, was able to get out of granite or peanut over 200 inventions, over 200 things. That's right, Washington Carver. Over 200 things you can do with granite. Child of God said that when he sat in the laboratory, it was as if the Holy Ghost will open a curtain and he will start seeing things and seeing things. What and what you can do with this and that. By the spirit of understanding is coming upon somebody in Jesus' name. Then fourthly, we have the spirit of counsel. The spirit of counsel. We read earlier on in 2 Samuel chapter 16 verse 23 concerning Ahithophel, who had good counsel in those days, and it was as if a man had inquired at the oracle of God. So was all the counsel of Ahithophel, both with David and with Absalom. In Proverbs chapter 11, verse 14, Proverbs 11, 14, we say, where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. That is the work of the spirit of counsel. In Proverbs chapter 20 verse 5, he says, counsel in the heart of a man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Hallelujah. What is the spirit of counsel? It is the provision. What does he do? The provision of divine guidance and direction on the most profitable course of life's action. The provision of divine guidance and direction on the most profitable course of life's action. The spirit of counsel is the spirit of guidance. The spirit of counsel is the spirit of direction. The spirit of counsel brings safety. It brings safety. The spirit of counsel delivers from the way of error. The spirit of counsel is the secret of advancement in life Hear this. Because if you cannot be advised, you cannot be advanced. The spirit of counsel. That was number four. Number five is the spirit of might. The spirit of might. We saw the spirit of might already in Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2 as a dimension of the spirit of the Lord. He is the spirit of might. What is the, what, how does the Holy Ghost function as the spirit of might? Are you ready for this? It is the impartation of superhuman strength and energy. Superhuman strength. Strength that is not accountable for with muscle. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 1. They that wait on the Lord, and the Lord is the same with the spirit of the Lord, shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. Superhuman strength. And like I said in the first service, you need energy to fulfill destiny. You need energy to fulfill destiny, and you need to fulfill destiny within the time allocated, because we don't have eternity to fulfill destiny. Where this spirit of might is working, your destiny cannot be buried by laziness. It can't be buried by indolence. It can't be buried by decadence. One of the greatest challenges of our generation is the challenge of laziness and lethargy. That is the spirit of might. Number six is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of knowledge. It was already stated in Exodus 35, verse 30 to 31, where we read, especially verse 31, concerning concerning Huri, who was filled with wisdom, understanding, and knowledge. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17, Paul the apostle was praying for the Ephesians, that God will give unto them wisdom, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge, in the knowledge of him. That is the spirit of knowledge. The spirit of wisdom, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of knowledge. That is the spirit of knowledge. What is the spirit of knowledge? It is the release of supernatural. What does the spirit of knowledge do? Is the release of supernatural awareness. Supernatural awareness of facts beyond natural sources. The supernatural awareness of facts that is beyond natural sources. The spirit of knowledge. This spirit of knowledge is the spirit behind the gift of word of knowledge. The same Holy Spirit. Supernatural awareness. You know things that you didn't see. You didn't hear, you didn't read, but you know. You know, the aim of seeing is to know. The aim of hearing is to know. The aim of reading is to know. In this case, your knowledge has bypassed the seeing, bypassed the hearing, and bypassed the reading. Many times Jesus operated like that. Jesus knowing in his heart. Jesus perceiving their thought. Matthew chapter 9 verse 4. And Jesus knowing their thoughts said, did he see the thought? No. Did he hear the thought? Not necessarily. Did he read it? No. He knew. This, you get into contact with facts that you cannot trace to the natural. You can't trace it to anything natural. And you need that all the time. That is what makes you to stop the journey you are meant to go. Because you just knew that this journey you are not meant to go. That is what will make you relax on your relationship with that man or that woman. That is a friend, in quote, a friendly enemy. That is what made you to change your course of action instead of saying, I'm going abroad or going here and there. It is the spirit of knowledge. And my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea chapter 4 verse 6. They are destroyed. They are destroyed. They don't know, so they are destroyed. They are destroyed. They become victims. They end as casualties because they don't know anything. The spirit of knowledge. Number 7 is the spirit of the fear of the Lord. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. We already saw that in verse 2. What is the function of the spirit of the fear of the Lord? Let me read a verse to you and then you'll understand it. Psalm 5 verse 7. Psalm 5 and in verse 7. You say, but as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship. The spirit of the fear of the Lord, what is his function? The impartation of the garment of worship and adoration. The garment of worship and adoration. Reverential worship. And in thy fear will I worship. In Psalm 96 verse 9, we also see the connection between that fear. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. When you see a deep worshiper, he deeply fears. These are people, he deeply reverences God. These are people who don't take God for granted. The spirit of the fear of the Lord. Number 7 is the spirit. Okay, 7. Number 8 is the spirit of excellence. The spirit of excellence. We already saw Proverbs 17:27. A man, he that spirit, that has knowledge, spirit is what? And a man of understanding is of an excellent spirit. And then we saw Daniel 5:11 and 12. But now let's read Daniel chapter 6 verse 3. Talking about Daniel, in Daniel 6 and in verse 3, they said concerning Daniel that an excellent spirit. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king thought to set him over the whole realm. What does the Holy Ghost do as the spirit of excellence? It is the release of life's potential for optimal performance. The release of life's potential. The supernatural release of life's potential for optimal performance and excellent delivery. The supernatural release of life's potentials for optimal performance and excellent delivery. When the spirit of excellence, when the Holy Ghost works on your life as the spirit of excellence, your potentials are effortlessly unleashed. What you carry effortlessly flow forth, so and flow forth at the peak of it, so that you can perform optimally and deliver excellently. And everyone needs this spirit of excellence. The lawyer needs it. The medical doctor needs it. The fashion designer needs it to design it well, and godly and God-fearing. The computer engineer needs it. The program's designer needs it. The spirit of excellence. Number 8, 9 is the spirit of faith. The spirit of faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. He said, to another faith by the same spirit. To another faith by the same spirit. To another faith by the same spirit. 2 Corinthians 4:13, where we read in the first service, he said, and we all, but we have in the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore I have spoken. What is the assignment of the Holy Spirit in the spirit of faith. It is the impartation. Are you ready? The impartation of the ability to see the invisible, believe the incredible, and do the impossible. He imparts upon you the ability to effortlessly see the invisible, believe the incredible, and do the impossible. What is the meaning of that? The Holy Spirit makes you to see what God is about to do that others haven't seen. It makes you to believe what is not normally possible to believe. And then makes you to do what is normally impossible to do. When you see people with the spirit of faith, people like Ora Roberts. When I got to Ora Roberts University many years ago, I stood in front of the city of faith. And it was 110 floors. Look at this. From the ground level to where the tower starts is 30-story building. Then the tower itself is 60 floors. Built by an evangelist, not government. Built by a non-based church ministry in the name of God. It was said that Kenneth Hagin preached the faith, or Ora Roberts walked the faith. Kenneth Hagin had the faith too, he did it. But Ora Roberts walked it like a technician. He carried the word of faith and walked it into results. Am I communicating at all? In those days, Ora Roberts would hold the hand of a sick person and be able to know the number of demons inside that body. And be able to know the particular organ that is diseased. It was more like an ultrasound scanning machine. Oh! By the walking of faith. Listen, the spirit of faith destroys the spell of doubt. It destroys the spell of doubt, unbelief. It destroys it. The spirit of faith. It destroys the spell of doubt, unbelief, fear in the heart of people. Spirit of faith. That was the spirit of faith. And finally, we have the spirit of love. For God has not given us, 2 Timothy chapter 1, and in verse 7, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power. That is the spirit of power and the spirit of love and the spirit of a sound mind, which is the spirit of wisdom. So here we have the spirit of love. Romans chapter 5 verse 5 additionally, he said, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. The love of God is saturated. The love of God is distributed. The love of God is percolated in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given to us. Somebody say aloud, amen. What is the assignment of the Spirit of love? What does the Holy Ghost do for us? It is the impartation of grace. Somebody say grace. Impartation of grace to walk in freedom from bitterness and unforgiveness. Bitterness and unforgiveness. Grace and help to walk in freedom from bitterness There is a grace to walk in freedom from bitterness. There is a grace to walk in freedom from unforgiveness. There is a grace. You will know there is a grace because there is also a spell of bitterness and unforgiveness. There are those who have it. One person offends them and everybody is a suspect. Am I communicating? There are families where unforgiveness is a virtue, a demonic virtue. One young man told me, he said, his father said, if anybody look for your trouble, don't return back home until you finish with him. He said they were raised to be bitter, to be unforgiving and cantankerous. But when the Spirit of God works in you in this dimension, you can forgive, you can forget. Because there are those who forgive but hardly forget. And this is highway to disaster. Somebody met me the other day. I was telling me about something he did. I should forgive him. I said, what was it? He said, about 5 years ago. I said, I cannot remember. He said, but that I called him and I said this. I said, I cannot remember. He said, he only asked. I said, okay, please help me write it so I can know what it is again. And I'm happy like that. Because if you have assignment to fulfill in life, and you lock your heart with so many things, your destiny is already arrested. The release of people is the release of self. It's very, very true. You cannot hold people without holding yourself. People are our greatest assets and they are our most terrible liabilities. People will do you the best you ever saw, and people will do you the worst you ever experienced. Now, will you, because of the worst that they did, become useless to those who are doing their best? No. Somebody say a loud amen. Is God speaking to anybody here at all? That spirit of love is needed, because that love is the nature of God. And the nature of God is the nature of the supernatural. Stop asking, what did they say about me? If you know, what will you do? You go and kill the person? It was far better you didn't know, so you can guard your heart and face your front. What is not your intention does not deserve your attention. Stand up on your feet. The most important thing is, what do you want out of life? What are you pursuing now? If the subject matter is not what you are pursuing now, it is not worth your attention. Have you fulfilled your life's assignment? Everything you are meant to fulfill in life, you have done it. All your desires have been accomplished. What you are trusting God for in life, all of it has finished. That you are taking time to find out, what did they say? Oh, you are going places. We need that spirit. One day my wife and I were talking and we're talking about something somebody said or did or something some time ago. And I couldn't remember a dime. She said to me, I like your heart. She said, may God keep you and keep it like that. I like your heart. You can't remember. But there are things I can't forget. Dates. Incident. I mean, the profitable things, I remember them. Names, events, places, faces. Praise the Lord. I saw one man on the newcomers line in Area 1. I shook hands with him. I said, I saw you last in 1985 in Kaduna. He looked at me. It was almost 20 years later.
50 years later.
May God cause the spirit of love to overwhelm our lives. As I'm speaking now, there are people, current bitterness and unforgiveness is holding your life down. You need to release somebody. You need to release people. You need to let go. Let go. Let go. There are things you have tied yourself with at the past. Let them go so that you yourself can go forward. Am I speaking to somebody here? Lift up your hands and speak to God one moment. Speak to God. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. We give you the worship, the supremacy, the dominion. Thank you, Master. 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 And thank you, Master. In Jesus' precious name, while we remain standing, absolute surrender completely to the Holy Spirit, the ministry of the Spirit is key, especially in areas. Maybe you are at a junction of decision now. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of counsel. I surrender to your counsel. Maybe your potentials appear locked up and you are battling with mediocrity. That's what something I forgot to mention. The spirit of excellence is the enemy, is the antidote to mediocrity. Average operation. It kills it. You can't be a mediocre. You can't do mediocre things. And then, Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of excellence. Usher me to excellence. Holy Spirit, you are the spirit of faith. Let me step into a realm of believability. Let doubt die. Make it easy for me to believe God. And then second, activate the ministry of the Holy Spirit by praying abundantly in the Spirit. Pray abundantly in the Spirit. Wherever you are, lift up your hands and let's begin to pray. Thank the Lord for what you have received. Open your mouth, lift your voice, appreciate Him. Worship Him.
Lift up your hands everywhere you are today. First thing that we're going to do is to make demands on the Holy Spirit's presence in our lives. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Take your place in my life. You want to be forgiven of your sins? You want today to mark a new day for you? You want Jesus to be Lord over your life? You want to go forward ever and backward never? You want to be delivered completely from the lifestyle of sin? Anywhere you are, pick your Bibles, pick your bags, and step forward here, and let us receive you.
Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody come and see.
Keep coming from everywhere. There is nothing. There is nothing he cannot do.
Chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, come into my life today and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken. Grace to live for God is released upon you. I call it done in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Can you all stand up on your feet? Our counselors are going to go with you shortly. But before then, everybody, are you ready? Would you like to receive some fire in 2 minutes? Lift up your two hands and say, Holy Spirit, take your place in my life. Flow through me today in the new language of the Holy Spirit, like never before. Holy Spirit, take your place.
Take your place
in my life.
In my life,
take your place.
Take your place.
Flow through me.
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 Spirit of the living God, I am available. Flow through me. Move through me. Speak through me. Now, lift your hands up. At the count of three, I will ask that the fire of the Holy Ghost will come upon us, and let's activate the assignment and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. And if there is any particular area you want the Holy Ghost to move on you today, in counsel, in excellence, in faith, in love, spirit of love, spirit of excellence, move. That will happen right now. But lift up your hands now and say again, Father, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I welcome you. Take your place. Take your place. Flow through me in a new language. Flow through me
in fresh fire, in fresh passion. Holy Spirit, I am available. Get your hands. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, 3, you scream fire, and then begin to pray in tongues and activate the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Father, let the fire fall in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, fire. Open your mouth, pray in the Spirit. Pray. Up your two hands. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. We magnify you. We glorify you. Thank you because for someone's life here, it is a new day and a new season. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hands in front of you. Let supernatural supply become your portion. From the north and the south and the east and the west, all that belongs to you, no devil shall keep it back. I call it done. In Jesus' name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. Counselors, you go with the people, but let them sit and be part of what we're about to show. Come and see the Lord is good. Come and see the Lord is good. There is nothing he cannot do. Come and see the Lord. Everybody come and see him. Everybody come and see.
honoring God at this moment. You pick up what you have to honor God with, your substance, tithes, offerings, pledges, and let us release unto God for and trust Him for supernatural multiplication and supplies on every side. Lift what you have up, Father. Bless the offerings lifted, the seed of every giver, let the hands lifted never drop forever to beg. In the name of Jesus, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name.
To get your impartation materials ready.
Here today, say amen. God spoke to you today, say a louder amen. Amen. About two or three Sundays ago, we mentioned the broadcast seed for those who want to be involved in Dunamis television saturating the earth on the free-to-air channels on the Sky Network in Europe, Galaxy Satellite in America, Star Times over in Nigeria here, very soon DSTV across, and also GoTV. People's lives are touched and impacted from all over the world. You can enter the company of greatness. The Lord gave the word, great is the company. It has been running for close to 10 to 15 years without any dime being asked from anybody. Now, we feel led to give you the opportunity to be part of the blessing. And God will bless you. Now, the cards were given last Sunday. I'm only announcing this today as a reminder for those who received the card but maybe haven't filled it, and then for those who may be here for the first time, and so forth. And so, if you are in need, God is laying in your heart weekly, monthly, quarterly, seed towards the broadcast around the world. The ushers have the cards up. You can lift up your hands. They'll give it to you. Name, phone number, amount, monthly, quarterly, yearly. And then you will have the details. And then trust God along with you that God will cause your life and your destiny to open up as you are a part of this. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm sure that very, very soon one person will come up and say, oh, what is the bill for Sky Europe, what is the bill for this and that for 1 year? And we'll be able to clear it up and do that continuously. Who believe that is possible? Oh yes. If it is in your heart to do, God will put it in your hands. Whatever is in your heart, God puts it in your hands. Hallelujah. To God be all the praise in Jesus' name. While that is going on, please go ahead and try and see if you can fill that up. The month is loaded. Month of the Holy Ghost, fully loaded. Next Sunday is Holy Ghost service part 3. And we shall be continuing the midweek service, also fully loaded with the Holy Ghost. And we shall have a great time. We have a release of one of our songs, I Will Praise You, that was released some time ago. The video is out. And we're releasing it for church, and very soon it will also be on air. If you are now, the one we released 2 weeks ago is already on playing here and there on different channels, and we believe that this will also join. Now, can you go ahead and show us I Will Praise You? If it just starts abruptly. So can you try your best and see if you can start both the music and the video start from the beginning?
Jesus, the Lord cause you to have every reason for praise in Jesus' name. Somebody excited and blessed, say amen. Pick up your impartation materials and be upstanding. And if you don't have what to present, you just lift up your hand. We have Dunamis International Gospel Center, Manchester, England, Sunday, planting of church next Sunday. It's going to give the Lord a big clap. You have brothers, sisters, loved ones, and relations there. You just let them know that Manchester Church will be holding next Sunday. He said, go ye into all the world with this commission. Join forces with me and let's get something done.
Let's get England saved. Let's get Wales saved. Let's get Scotland saved. Let's get Manchester saved.
Manchester, are you ready? Dunamis International Gospel Center Manchester presents Dimensional Sunday Service with the theme Ephatha, Mark 7:34. Ministering Pastor Darlington Atombre. There'll also be a special prophetic prayer via media by Dr. Paul and Becky Enenja, Senior Pastor Dunamis International Gospel Center Worldwide. Date 23rd of August 2020. Time 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Venue, first floor, 48 Lord Street, Manchester, M31HN. For inquiries, please call +44 74 04 19 3338 +44 74 38 32 2652 or +44 78 28 75 9771. You can also visit our website www.dunamismanchester.org. Come and be blessed.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. You have loved ones in that area, they should look out for it on Facebook and then get further details. Lift up your hands or lift up your materials for impartation. While we do that, apart from those who came out already for altar call, if you are here for the first time and you haven't come out yet, please step forward and let us receive you right now. God bless you. Midweek service, explosive time in the Holy Ghost. Sunday service, Holy Ghost service part 3 next Sunday. And it's going to be great time in the presence of the Lord. Lift up your hands. Lift up the materials for impartation. Father, in the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord. He said in Luke chapter 1, verse 35, the Holy Ghost shall come upon you and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. That material in your hand or whatever is your heart's desire today, I prophesy the overshadowing of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, I demand, I decree that the Holy Ghost will overwhelm, overshadow, and rob what is in your hands and produce desired testimonies in the name of Jesus. I decree that before the end of this week, you shall come back with your testimony. I prophesy supernatural debt cancellation. I prophesy supernatural debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus. That migraine headache, that hypertension, that congestive cardiac failure, that condition with the liver, with the kidney, that condition of the prostate, I declare it arrested forever. That condition with the ovaries and with the uterus, and that condition with the womb, I command it arrested forever. That demon from your family following you even in the city, you see yourself going back to the village all the time in the dream of the night. And see yourself writing, oh, help him there, help her there. You see yourself writing exams that you have written 20, 25 years ago. You see yourself climbing stairs you could never end. I take authority over the spirit of backwardness. Your tenure expires. Get out in the name of Jesus. Spirit of rejection. Spirit of disfavor. Your tenure expired in the name of Jesus. Go forward and you return back with your testimonies in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And whether the enemy likes it or not, our year 2020 is our year of supernatural shift. And the kind of shift we are talking about is drastic and dramatic and dimensional. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. Be flat.
Teacher.
As you leave here today, as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. Adonai keep you. El Shaddai make his face to shine upon you. As you leave here today, as you step into this new week, the Lord bless you. I am that I am, keep you. Adonai make his face to shine upon you. Precious unto you, the Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace in everything you do. I say, the Lord bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, and give you. Oh, Adonai, make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you, and be, and be, and be gracious unto you. Lord, lift up his countenance on you and give you. Give you peace.